This is Jay Sekulow. I've got a case update for you and an interesting comment from an atheist.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Really, in New York, we didn't have any issues. You know, New Yorkers get what we were trying to do. This is New York. This is the Empire State.
I don't want my tax dollars spent to support this mosque. And we should all be prepared to let our elected officials have a prepared answer for them when they come back and request this money again. The answer should be no, that there'd be no tax dollars spent here for this mosque.
It didn't really make any sense when we were getting all this opposition that didn't understand what we were trying to do. The right wing has tried this already, and it's failed miserably for them. And New York is better than that.
It is sick that they are using 9/11 to raise money to build a mosque. They are using 9/11 to raise money to build the Ground Zero Mosque. They call it now
Can I get a word in
space.
Lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
As Muslim Americans, there's a lot of misinformation in respect to our faith, our practice, who we are. This project has, without our intentions, without our plannings, has turned into a symbol today, a symbol to represent what is great about this country.
That Islamist terrorists took on America and took on New York City and murdered nearly 3,000 people in the name of their God, innocent people, and we can't forget what happened that day.
Some of the reporting pointed out that Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf, who had been sort of the spiritual leader that was going to be connected with the mosque portion of the project, has left your board of directors and you've hired some new staff and done some shuffling around. What was that all about?
There was just a divergence of visions, and I wish him the best of luck in the important work that he's doing.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. We want to talk to you on air, 800-684-3110. We're talking to you about a variety of issues, everything from the mosque at Ground Zero to our case involving Obamacare. That's going to be argued September 23rd at, you guessed it, the D.C. Court of Appeals, our case involving Planned Parenthood in California, and now a new one that's going to launch in Texas. That is underway. So a lot going on at the American Center for Law and Justice. You heard some sound in the beginning of this broadcast that our production team put together involving the mosque at Ground Zero. Let me say something very clear and very direct and unapologetic. We challenged that mosque at Ground Zero because, in our view, the developers utilized, or in our view, really misused, the entire what's called landmark certification process in order to not have this building deemed historically significant. Now, we've challenged it. It's gone from a 15-foot story mosque to now a 4-story mosque. And I've said this, and I really mean this. If they wanted to build the mosque 3 blocks away, that's up to them. They have the right to do that. My view is, and has always been, that this was not only bad legally, but was a mistake from a public relations standpoint. And I am not going to apologize to radical Islamists for one moment, simply because, and this is coming from somebody that grew up in New York, simply because it's not politically correct among some people. I'm going to make that very clear. Let me say it one more time. We are not going to cower to radical Islamists who are trying to silence voices of the American people that are the dissenters, which, by the way, is a majority of the people here, simply because they are, quote, not, we are no longer deemed politically correct by the elite. We're just not going to do that. We're going to call it like it is. We're going to put the evidence out there and deal with it. Jordan did that very effectively on Fox News on Sunday. Jordan, you did a great job on that.
You know, I think what has to be clear here is you are literally dealing with people who find out funding mechanisms to get money to suicide bombers. I mean, when you are talking about groups linked to Hamas as really the last supporters of the Ground Zero Mosque, it's the Council on American Islamic Relations, is probably some of the last people that will go on live television like Fox News and even defend the Ground Zero Mosque. And it's because they've got nothing to lose. I mean, these guys are tied to terrorism. The FBI, Robert Mueller, this past March in front of a Senate hearing said, we will no longer work with this organization. We severed relationship in 2009 because of their ties to terrorism. So understand, when we're debating these folks and we're on television, we're calling them out, these are folks who get money to terrorists so that they can get suicide bombers going. These are not just political folks here. It's not Republican Democrat infighting.
They're playing hardball, so are we. We want you to join this committee to stop this mosque at Ground Zero. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We've got a brand new documentary we're going to talk about when we come back.
We're less than 1 month away. America preparing to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the horrific attacks of September 11th. But there's a very disturbing development underway in the run-up to this solemn anniversary. The organizers of the Ground Zero Mosque have a September deadline too. They're in the midst of a fundraising campaign to build this ill-fated project, a fundraising campaign that culminates on September 10th, the eve of 9/11. Most Americans understand that Ground Zero is sacred ground, not the place to build an Islamic mosque. And now an insensitive fundraising campaign in the days leading up to this important anniversary. The American Center for Law and Justice is moving forward with its legal challenge to stop the Ground Zero Mosque. Now, with the 10th anniversary of 9/11 fast approaching, it's more important than ever to take a stand and add your name to our committee to stop the Ground Zero Mosque. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I want to turn this over to Jordan for a moment because we want to give a big thank you to so many of our ACLJ friends and members that utilize social media. Texting yesterday when, surprising all of us, I was actually in Williamsburg, Virginia. Jordan was in Washington, D.C. I was walking down a step, some steps in the historic Williamsburg, and the ground shook under me, and then we couldn't even communicate with Jordan for a while in Washington as an earthquake hit not far from Richmond, Virginia, which was kind of halfway between where Jordan and I were. Jordan, you got a lot of emails and a lot of texts from a lot of our friends and members.
Yeah, I got to say thank you. I mean, I heard from pastors around the country who I haven't spoken to in a while, send me text messages, people on Twitter, because, you know, our office, ACLJ, when you saw Brett Baer, those guys on Fox News right outside their offices, that's right by where, actually, near where I live, and there's about a half a mile away from the ACLJ offices here, which are right on Capitol Hill, right behind the Supreme Court, and, you know, just to report to everybody, everyone's good at the ACLJ. The building seems everything structurally is fine. These buildings have been around a long time. There is damage in D.C. As I was pulling into the office this morning, there's a, you know, major water pipe burst in the back, and there's been cracks in the Washington Monument. Those have been confirmed, and some of the National Cathedral, some of the spires have actually broken off. So there was some real damage, and of course, for those of us who live on the East Coast, this is not this is not usual. You don't usually go through earthquakes, and so I just want to say thank you to so many people who took to Twitter and Facebook, and also just sent me text messages that I haven't heard from in a while, pastors around the country and leaders around the country, just making sure everybody at the ACLJ was okay.
Yeah, and I want to echo the same thing I heard from a lot of people as well, and I really appreciate your prayers for us. You know, I will tell you, when the ground starts shaking underneath you when you're in Washington, D.C., all kind of thoughts, as you can imagine, go through your head. And although an earthquake was bad enough, there's initial thoughts that are much worse when you're just experiencing these things. But again, a huge thank you to our members and friends that contacted us. It really meant a lot and does mean a lot to us. Hey, let me do this. Let me give you a quick overview of what we got, and then Jordan's going to give you a report on a statement from the American Atheist Association or one of their people. But we've got a pretty busy, to say the least, time coming up here, and that is we've got our oral arguments in the healthcare case September 23rd before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. So we'll be up there for that. We are continuing with our case against Planned Parenthood in California. New one looks like now underway in Texas. We won successfully the attempt by groups to shut down crisis pregnancy centers in New York City. That, we understand, is about to be appealed. They may have already filed their notice of appeal on that. We did win at the district court, I am happy to say. We've got a cert petition pending at the Supreme Court of the United States on a Ten Commandments monument case. That will be discussed in conference probably in late September. Our initial brief and reply briefs are now in. So this is, as you can imagine, this is a really busy time for us. It's been a very busy summer at the ACLJ. But again, I want to thank a huge thank you to our friends and supporters, our members at the ACLJ that are standing with us. And let me also say this, and this is a important thing here, folks. We've got a week left on our matching challenge. So many of you have come through so generously. We really appreciate it. If you've not yet supported the work of the ACLJ, we're in a matching challenge, which means anything that is donated, we get a matching gift for. So I want to encourage you to do that at aclj.org or call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And by the way, when you call the number, if you want to sign on to that committee to stop the mosque at Ground Zero, which we, again, have made the allegations in court that it is violating the landmark status. The trial judge ruled against us. That's up on appeal. It'll probably be up on appeal for a long time. That's been in the news a lot more lately as the 10th anniversary of the attacks of 9/11 are coming forward. We are going to play in a few minutes the trailer, and it's up on our website at aclj.org, from a brand new documentary film that we have that's called Forever Change. Jordan, you want to get some phone calls first, or should we go right to that documentary?
Let's get right to that documentary, but if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. But I do want people to understand that this documentary, you know, is the Ground Zero Mosque developers are using the 10th anniversary of 9/11 to raise money to build their mosque. We put together a documentary to tell the stories of a lot of people who have been our clients over the past couple of years in some of these controversial cases. But this is not a documentary about that. This is a documentary about what that day was like when they lost loved ones, family members, and friends, and what it's been like over the last 10 years that they've recovered. That's what this documentary is about, and that's why we put it together.
Let's take a listen.
We went into work together like we did every day. And the first train we took, and I said to him, Todd, why don't we take the ferry over? And he said, no, I'm going to take the train. I said, Todd, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful Tuesday. Come with Daddy, you know, we'll take... No. I said to him, have a great day, sweetheart.
Good morning, America. I'm Charles Gibson.
I'm Diane Sawyer, and it's Tuesday, September 11th, 2001.
Take a look at the highlights for today. New York City, beautiful day here, 80 degrees today.
It is beautiful outside, perfect September day with lots of sunshine.
Nice as it could be across the Northeast. Rough seas still from the chop from that hurricane, but other than that, it's kind of quiet around the country. We like quiet. It's quiet. It's too quiet.
My son used to, you know, he was only on the job for a short time, and he would constantly say, oh, we didn't catch any work yet, we haven't had a good job. And I said, you know, relax, you'll get some work, don't worry.
Literally the voice barked out of the cockpit saying, General Ashcroft, call the command center. Now that could mean any number of things. It certainly didn't register with me at the time that I was going to be informed of this massive assault on America and her institutions.
You get out on the street, your phone doesn't work, so your family, you know, is trying to call you.
And I'm looking up and I see what I think the building is coming down.
She had walked out of the building, and as they were walking out, it collapsed on them.
Well, what time does is it helps you to cope better. It doesn't necessarily heal you, because for me, I will always have a hole in my heart that I lost somebody that I gave birth to.
There are different heroes in different situations. There are, there are different people that deserve that label, but I don't know of a more fitting label or title for those guys that were running up the stairs than a hero. When the families ask for help, America is there. So America has not forgotten.
Well, there you have it. This is quite a documentary we've put together, and I want to again say what it focuses on is not the mosque at Ground Zero. It doesn't focus on the actual legal issues involved. This focuses on the families that lost loved ones or experienced 9/11 firsthand and what it's been like for them 10 years later. We want you to have it. If you call our toll-free number, you can find out how you can get that. The trailer is online at aclj.org, but simply call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can find out how you can get that documentary. It's a great, great full-length feature film and documentary on this whole issue of what it's like 10 years later. A lot of these are going to be coming out. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of really good ones. We want to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. On a whole host of issues. It could be Planned Parenthood. It could be the crisis pregnancy centers. It could be Ground Zero. It could be September 11th. This is kind of an open day for you. 800-684-3110. Jordan, you had an interesting response on your report or your blog with the Washington Post on the Idiot's Guide to Protecting Americans Atheists. What was the response you got?
You know, we asked, we had thousands of people share this. It was picked up all over different outlets as well online, and we're grateful for that. You know, it started Washington Post on Faith. That's where I blog, but also got picked up by BeliefNet. Another one of our articles we just wrote got picked up by Glenn Beck's The Blaze as well. And, of course, they get cited in all these blogs around the country. But we literally had hundreds of people write in suggestions of what should be added to the Complete Atheist Guide to Protect Complete Idiot's Guide to Protecting American Atheists, so that they don't get any more stomach aches when they're in or near public buildings. And we've put together, we had our law clerks, we had a lot of help here because we had so many submissions. And if you submitted one that was for real, and you know, if you submitted one that's a joke, that's fine too. It's good to have the discussion. I thank many of you for engaging that comment board on Washington Post as well with people who were, you know, attacking our position as Christians. That's important too. But for those of you who did submit real new suggestions, we've added them in. The new guide will publish probably the next couple of days at Washington Post, and we identify which ones were new and we give you credit for it. Now, what I've noticed on this guide is that people are still focusing a lot on big federal national issues. So what I'm going to do on this one, and what we're kind of looking for, and because we've done the cases before, we cited one of the Ten Commandment cases, the Texas Capitol, is that what we'd like to see from folks is think about your county courthouse. Think about your where your city council meets. Are there references to God there? Is there a Ten Commandments there? Is there something, you know, do you put up holiday displays? That's what we need for the complete guide. So we're going to give you one more opportunity after this post to add specifically focusing on issues arriving at the state and local level, because I think we got the federal level pretty well covered thanks to all of our members.
All right, folks, we encourage you, go to aclj.org, make that online donation. It's double part of the matching challenge. We encourage you to do that. That's an important thing as we finish up the week this over with at the end of the month. So again, 877-989-2255. If you want information about the documentary, you want to sign on to the committee on the Ground Zero Mosque situation, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. When we come back, we're going to take some of your phone calls. We're also going to give you some updates on some of our other cases. A lot of legal work going on, including what's going to happen to the UN with the Palestinian Authority and Israel. That'll be discussed next. Should we protect Israel? We want your calls. 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Do we stand with Israel?
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulo, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
We're less than 1 month away. America preparing to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the horrific attacks of September 11th. But there's a very disturbing development underway in the run-up to this solemn anniversary. The organizers of the Ground Zero Mosque have a September deadline too. They're in the midst of a fundraising campaign to build this ill-fated project, a fundraising campaign that culminates on September 10th, the eve of 9/11. Most Americans understand that Ground Zero is sacred ground, not the place to build an Islamic mosque. And now an insensitive fundraising campaign in the days leading up to this important anniversary. The American Center for Law and Justice is moving forward with its legal challenge to stop the Ground Zero Mosque. Now, with the 10th anniversary of 9/11 fast approaching, it's more important than ever to take a stand and add your name to our committee to stop the Ground Zero Mosque. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
The shame day after day, more of the same.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. You know, I write for Washington Post on faith, so I like to keep you updated. Sometimes I respond to people on there, sometimes it's not even worth the response. I'm working on one right now, may submit it, may not. Going back and forth a little bit. Richard Dawkins, you know, he's the famous scientist, I guess, who denies God, and that's great. And I think, you know, he's accomplished in the science world, but honestly, what he's really trying to do is become a political hack. Here's how. They were asked a question this week for the panelists, not the bloggers, like I have my own blog there, but the panelists there were asked a question about evolution and Rick Perry's statement that, hey, there may be space to at least have the conversation as Christians, especially, and certainly I know many of you, you talk about your church. Could there be some aspects that make sense, some that don't? Absolutely. It's not the core issue. But the idea that there's no God is what's behind Richard Dawkins' atheism, evolution. Remember when he says that, he's saying evolution means you cannot believe in any other higher power. So it's very different than even some Christians who have accepted some tenets of evolutionary theory. But this is what he writes about. So he's asked about that. Is it, you know, the fact that only 38% of Americans even accept evolution, so why do we teach it in school as fact, considering less than a third of the country even accepts it as so? This is what he writes. There's nothing unusual about Governor Rick Perry. Uneducated fools can be found in every country in every period of history, and they are not unknown in high office. What is unusual about today's Republican Party, and he says, I disavow the ridiculous GOP nickname because the party of Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt has lately forfeited all claim to be considered grand, is this. In any party and in any other country, an individual may occasionally rise to the top in spite of being an uneducated ignoramus. In today's Republican Party, in spite of is not the phrase we need. Ignorance and lack of education are positive qualifications bordering on obligatory. Intellect, knowledge, and linguistic mastery are mistrusted by Republican voters who, when choosing a president, would apparently prefer someone like themselves over someone actually qualified for the job. Now, if you go on to read this, I just tweeted it out to you. He is like a little altar boy worshiping Darwin here. I mean, it's like, I think Darwin would have laughed this guy off because he wasn't trying to make the claims. He's like kind of like the Scientologist making a religion out of a book, and that's what Richard Dawkins has done. But you see his attack? First of all, he's British. We left England because of people like this. I mean, that's why we fought the Revolutionary War in 1776, to get away from this elitist attitude that normal people can't be leaders. You realize that's what he's saying there? Only the educated intellectuals. And by the way, President Bush had a degree from Harvard Business School. Michelle Bachmann has a law degree and an LLM from William & Mary. Rick Perry is the longest-serving governor in U.S. history, and Mitt Romney has made successful businesses. His net worth, add a couple more zeros to what Richard Dawkins has made on his books, and that's what Mitt Romney's done in his personal life. So if you want to ask me about success versus failure, why don't they look at their own, the president they love so much, President Obama, right now? What did he do in the private sector? He went to law school just like everyone else, but they don't attack him. They attack us as ignoramuses. It's time, folks, to understand this isn't about evolutionary theory. It's about getting rid of Christianity.
Yeah, and you know what? It's really not about politics because I don't call a party, whether you're Republican or Democrat and listening to this broadcast, or independent. You're welcome to listen to the broadcast. We talk about the issues. We've told you where we've agreed with the president. We've told you where we disagreed. So we're not endorsing candidates, not opposing candidates. But you know what? This kind of vitriolic ad hominem attacks are ridiculous. Now, the fact of the matter is they're made, so people respond. But they're really talking about, forgetting the Republican label, is what Jordan just said, right? They're talking about Christians. Because if you're not their kind of Christian, which is somebody that doesn't take their faith really seriously, that doesn't believe the Bible's the inspired word of God, well then, if you don't believe in those things, then you're okay. But if you actually believe the stuff written in the book of the Bible, and you believe that Jesus is a life-transforming experience, well then you're not in the good list. Than their view. And that's the worldview they're coming from. And at the end of the day, this is all about worldview. And let me tell you something else quickly about a worldview. There's going to be a clash of one at the United Nations. We are fully engaged. It is going to be probably September 22nd, the day before our Supreme Court, D.C. Court of Appeals argument in the healthcare case. And that is, there's a plan for the Palestinian Authority to make a unilateral declaration of independence, a UDI it's called, to declare an independent Palestinian state. This is going to be major repercussions for the Middle East, as if they're not having enough already. We are fully engaged in this because we presented legal documents as to why the Palestinian Authority does not meet those obligations under international law. One of which, by the way, is the Palestinian Authority is a government made up of Hamas and Fatah. Hamas is calling for the destruction of the state of Israel and the elimination of Jews, pushing them into the sea. When you look at that charter, which is the Hamas charter, that's the governing party, that's the cooperative party in the Palestinian territory. They're calling for Israel's destruction. That doesn't meet the peace objectives of the United Nations. We will be fully engaged in that. We may even make oral interventions at some of the committees on this. We're working on that right now, but a lot of briefs being written, a lot of position papers being analyzed and put forward. So your team in New York and also in Strasbourg, France, fully engaged in this, as well as, of course, our team in Washington, D.C. We're also going to be representing or working with members of Congress and the Senate as well. So a lot going on there. Jordan, let's try to grab. I know we've done a lot of talking because we've got a lot going on. Let's take a couple calls.
Robert from New York, online four. Robert, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Robert.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay. I'd just like to say, very quick, is that this country was founded on God and the belief in Christianity. And it's always been that way. And since it's trying to change, we're so careful not to offend anyone that we're offending everyone. Putting a mosque at Ground Zero offends me. A lot of things going on, we were so careful not to offend other people, is offending another side.
Well, you know, it's interesting with all of this, and this is what I think is pretty fascinating here. You've got a situation, and the Mosque at Ground Zero is a perfect example. No one's saying you can't build a mosque in New York. There's plenty of them, and they're building more. And we've not opposed, you know, we've not gone after another mosque in anywhere in the country. We think that was a mistake. I don't like the way the procedures were handled in the legal arena. I don't like the policy it's setting, and I don't like the in-your-face attitude of the way it's been presented. So that's my objections there. But the legal ground is based on they did not, in our view, follow the appropriate procedures on building certification. That's going to be fought in court. But you know what the reality is? This is the real fight that we're given with here. You are dealing with a group of people that really do not believe in our foundations of In God We Trust. They don't believe in the Judeo-Christian background and heritage of our country, and they really wish that the Ten Commandments were not posted at the Supreme Court of the United States.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. I mean, what was interesting is we put out that first Complete Idiot's Guide to Protecting American Atheists. We weren't calling atheists, by the way, idiots. That's just the popular, you know, the guidebooks they sell at the bookstore and online. It's a, you know, how Complete Idiot's Guide to Your Boat Maintenance, stuff like that. And so we put this out because we took their reasoning of if they get sick from the cross, what do we need to start removing or altering from American history or buildings or monuments? I mean, there's God all over the place in Washington, D.C. Go to the Jefferson Memorial, check out the Lincoln Memorial, the new Martin Luther King Memorial that's going to open has some of his sermons up. So certainly, if they get offended by a cross, they would get offended that we're memorializing here Baptist ministers, right, in Washington, D.C., and putting their sermons up on the wall with taxpayer dollars. So anyways, we put up this list. And one of the atheists on their blog who said, you know, we were being mean and nasty, one of the atheists wrote as a comment, well, actually, you know, I think everything on this list should come down or be changed. I agree that everything on this list. So, yes, folks, when you read that list, we're not going too far. We're not making crazy claims. This is all the stuff that they like to see, and there's much more of it deleted. There's Moses all over the place in Washington, D.C. There's Bible verses in the U.S. Capitol, in the Senate, in the House of Representatives. They want it all gone.
All right, folks, let me tell you what we're going to do. We're closing the broadcast out today, and I want to, again, thank you for your prayers and your texts and emails yesterday. It meant a lot to us as we had some shaking ground here in Washington and in Virginia. I want to encourage you to go to your phones or go to ACLJ.org. You make that online donation to the ACLJ. We get a matching grant, so ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. When you call that number, you can also get information about the new documentary, 877 877- 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Talk to you tomorrow. It's about time for
pushing back. If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.